Morning, baby. How'd you sleep?
Yeah, me too.
You know, today's the day. You excited?
Good to hear. So, no second thoughts? All right, then. No, me either. I'm pretty excited. And if you're still in, then I am too. Awesome. But I want to talk to you either way. So, just one last time before we finally do it. I don't want to leave a single doubt in your mind about what's going to happen today. So, just to make sure we're both on the same page about everything. First of all, I love you. I love you so much. I need you to know that I want to do this with you, okay? I want to cuck you, and cucking you is the point of the day. I don't just want to get fucked by a guy with a big dick. I mean, I want that too. I definitely want that, but that's not all. I want to do it while we're together. I want to be a slut, but I don't want to be a slut alone. I want to be a slut for other guys while I'm with you. And I want no secrets between us. I want to suck and ride his big cock while you are fully aware that that's what I'm doing. I want to cuck you, and I want you to get off on it. And I want to deny you my pussy and give it to him. But I need you in on this 100%, or I'm not going to do it, okay? I promise. I want him to own my pussy, but you're always going to own my heart. You understand that, right, love? Okay, good. Now I'm really ready. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Soon he's going to be here and he's going to fuck my brains out with that giant cock of his in this very bed that we're in right now. Does that get you excited, baby? He's going to be right here, pounding me into the mattress. But you're not going to be here, are you? No. You have to go to work like a good boy. And I hope you don't get too distracted thinking of all the naughty things that stud with his big cock is doing to your wife. And don't you dare go jerk off in the bathroom while you're at work. I'll let you do that tonight when we're back here. When I'm whispering all the juicy details of our fuck session in your ear. I don't even need to look. Because I know you're already so fucking hard right now. Okay. I think you better get going, honey. You need to get to work. And I need to get myself ready for him, okay? I love you. See you tonight, my little cuck. Later that day. Oh, hi, baby. How was work? I'm just teasing. Come on. We can eat later. I won't make you wait any longer. Let's go to the bed and I'll let you jerk off. Okay, that's it. Just get all comfy right here and go ahead and get your cute little cock out. Oh, you must be dying to stroke. It's okay, baby. You have my permission. Just close your eyes and let me paint a little picture for you. Let's see. God, I don't even know where to begin. It was everything I wanted. He was such a beast. His cock was even bigger than I expected, and the pics did not do it justice. But I'm getting ahead of myself, so let's set the ambiance, okay? Okay. So, first, we just had a drink and talked, and I told him what an amazing husband you are, but that your dick is so small and it's just not enough for me. And how you agreed that we need to find a man with a really big cock that can satisfy me. And he was very understanding. Hey, babe, slow down. You're gonna come before I get to the best part. Okay, so that's it. Nice and slow. If you can't hold it in anymore, just stop, okay? And I'll tell you when to come. Okay, so I told him about your little problem, and he said he's happy to help you out and take care of me. And just talking about it made me so fucking wet. My panties were soaked before he even touched me. So, we started making out right here, where you're laying right now. Fuck. It was such a rush being kissed by another man after all these years. His arms around me, his hands all over me, grabbing my ass and squeezing my tits. I could feel his bulge getting bigger and harder, grinding against me. You know, I usually love my foreplay, but I just couldn't control myself. I just came out and I told him I wanted to suck his dick, and I just asked him, and he told me to get it out. And I was so hungry for his cock. My hands were shaking, and I could barely undo his belt. I felt like a virgin or something. Like it was embarrassing, but when I finally got it out, just awe-inspiring. Like there should be a painting of his dick, like in the Louvre next to Da Vinci's Mona Lisa or something, because like it's a fucking masterpiece, babe. Like, oh my God. I know you saw the pictures too, but like, it's so much better in person. Okay, anyway. I'm fawning a little bit too much over his cock, but okay, so back to the story. He's fucking gigantic and so much bigger than you, which isn't hard to do, but it was really nice, and he was so thick too, like this. And when I wrapped my hands around it, something in my brain just snapped or something. I felt this wave of desire go through my whole body like a lightning bolt. My hands were trembling, and I just needed his cock in my mouth, and he could have made me do anything he wanted. if you promise me a taste of his cock. But he just let me have it. He let me suck it, and I completely lost myself. There you go. Keep jerking your cute little dick. Keep jerking it while I kiss you. You don't mind if I kiss you after I had his cock in my mouth, right? That doesn't bother you? Such a good boy for me. So, just picture me looking up and down his whole length. From the base to the tip. And picture me filling my mouth with his cock. And how good it tastes on my tongue. It was amazing. Incredible. And it made me want to take him all the way down my throat. But I barely got it halfway in before I started gagging. But I wanted to take it all so badly that I kept trying. And I gagged myself on his cock over and over again until I had tears streaming down my face. And he told me not to stress it, that he'll let me practice until I can take him all the way down my throat. Isn't that so sweet of him, baby? And don't worry, I'm gonna keep trying until I can take his whole dick down my throat. And that's it. Keep going, honey. Jerk your little dick while you picture me with his big cock in my mouth. Sucking it and bobbing my head up and down, up and down, right here, while you were being such a good boy at work. Were you a good boy today? Were you nice and productive at work while I was sucking his dick in our bed? Good boy. You are so well behaved. You know your place. I know that you're so excited that I'm finally getting the cock that I need, but try not to let it discret. I can't even talk anymore. Try not to let it distract you too much, okay? I want you to stay focused on your work while I suck and ride his cock. Can you do that for me? Good boy. You're such a good boy, honey. God, with him in my mouth, I completely lost track of time. I could have kept sucking him forever if he didn't stop me, but he pulled his cock out of my mouth and I knew what he wanted. So, I peeled my soaking wet panties off my pussy, slid them off, and then spread my legs wide for him. There's a good boy. Keep jerking like a good little cuck. Oh, God. My heart was beating so fast, knowing I was about to get the big cock I've been missing out on so badly since we got together. Just really picture this with me, okay, honey? Picture me with my legs spread wide for him and ready to be ravished. My pussy dripping wet. Him on top of me, slowly parting my lips with the head of his cock. And I gasped when he started stretching me out. Oh, God. It was so thick. Like, for the first time, I felt that void being filled that only a cock like his can fill. Good boy, keep jerking. And he buried the whole length of his cock in my soaking wet pussy. But he didn't fuck me right away. I would have wished he did, but first he just told me to look at him and feel it. Just to look at him in the eye and feel every inch of his cock inside me. And he said that he owns my pussy now. And I said, yes, I will. And then he started rutting into me like an animal. Oh my God, baby, the way he started fucking me. For the first few seconds, I was speechless. I couldn't even moan. Oh, God. It's like he fucked me stupid or something. It was like all the best scenes of those romance novels I read, but in real life. It was so overwhelming, and all you could hear in the room was him thrusting his giant cock into my wet pussy and his balls slapping against me. And I think that just drove me over the edge, and I lost my fucking mind because all I could think of was to beg him for more. And I begged him to keep fucking me, to use my pussy because he owns it now, that it's his alone to do with whatever he wanted, and because I'm his slut. And he did, honey. He used me like a whore, just like I wanted it, and he stretched me out, and I creamed all over his thick shaft. And I came on his cock, and I don't even know how many times, but just being impaled by his fat cock was just too much. And I'm pretty sure that the neighbors heard me screaming, but he just ignored it and kept fucking me. And he used me like a fleshlight. Like, he just kept using my pussy and paid no attention to whenever I came. I was just a toy for him to get his nut and like his pleasure, and he just kept the pace like an unstoppable fucking machine, and I just took it because I couldn't do anything else, and that's all that I wanted was just to be used by him. And I came so much, honey. It felt so good to not have to think and to finally be able to give my pussy to a man who had the cock that I deserve, and to just keep my legs spread for him and take every inch of his gigantic cock. Like, honey, I need him. And he knows how I need to be fucked. And he has the cock I need. And he knows how to use it. And don't get me wrong, your little dick is very, very cute. And you look so adorable stroking it. But seeing your cute little cock just makes me want to cuddle you. And seeing his monster makes me want to. I just become a thirsty little cock slut, and I just want to suck and fuck for the rest of my life, for as long as he wants to use me. And I think it's for the best if you just jerk off from now on and leave fucking me up to him. Don't you agree? Oh, you are such a good boy. I knew you'd understand. Now that I know what a real cock feels like, I don't think I can go back to your little dick, honey. And you understand that, right? Good boy. I knew you would. You're such a good boy. I'm so lucky to have such a loving and understanding husband. A husband who can accept that he needs help from other men who can satisfy his wife. Help from well-hung studs who can fuck his wife the way she needs it. I know you love me. Because my happiness is what's most important to you. Because you accept that your dick is just too small for me. But there are so many men with big cocks who are willing to take over for you. And you'll let them fuck me because you are my good boy. And he did, baby. He fucked me so good. I lost count of how many times I came on his dick. And I took him any way he wanted to fuck me. Like, I took him with my legs spread wide, and he fucked me into the mattress. I rode his cock until my juices were running down onto the sheets, and took him from behind like a real slut. I really think he just fucked my brains out. I mean, just talking about it with you. Are you getting close now, baby? Don't worry, I'll let you come, but I want you to come when he comes. And you know where he came, right? He owns my pussy, so he can do what he wants with it. And by the time he came, I was so fucking cock drunk. Just a messy little puddle. But still offering what was left of myself to him and still taking it like a good little slut. Jerk faster now, baby, okay? And I could feel his cock start throbbing inside of me, and I begged him for his cum. I wanted it so bad, and I just kept begging him, please, please give me your cum, please, I want your cum. And are you ready, baby? Picture his huge cock going in and out of my pussy, covered in my juices, pulsing inside of me, and him using me like a fleshlight, like his personal whore. And you're such a good husband for letting this happen. He was almost there. And he fucked me faster and faster and faster, and he shoved his cock one last time, just balls deep inside of me, and he came. So come for me now, baby. Come like he came in me, and come to me getting cream pied by him. Come on your hand like he came balls deep in my pussy, and blow your load to him blowing his load inside of me. Blow your load to him dumping his cum deep in your wife's pussy. That's it. Oh, fuck. Good boy. Such a good boy. There you go. There you go. Oh. Oh, good boy. Come here. Well done, baby. Oh my god, that was so intense. How are you feeling? Good. I want to make sure you're okay. Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Seems like you enjoyed it quite a bit. You came so much. Now, let me just clean you up. So, let me reach over here, and I have this all ready for you. And just mop up all of that cum. Such a messy boy. Gosh. You made a mess on your tummy, and he made a mess in my pussy. Here, just let me get it all, and then we'll cuddle. Okay. All right. There. All right. Now come here. Oh, yeah. I'm great. It was everything I wanted. And you? I'm so glad. I had so much fun making her fantasy come true. Well, I guess it's no longer a fantasy now. I can't wait for his next visit. He said he can bring friends next time if I want. And I said I'd ask you. So, do you mind if he shares me with his friends? All right, then I'll tell him, and we'll make a party next time. But you know that if you feel uncomfortable at any time, just say the word and we'll stop, okay? Okay. I'm so lucky to have you. I love you so much, baby. Now, let's go get some dinner, okay?